There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. And once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long-term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.
Hey listeners, I'm excited to tell you about a harrowing new true crime podcast called Manslaughter. It's the spine-chilling story of murderer Suzanne Stordock, a Wisconsin housewife who confessed to killing her husband in cold blood with a single gunshot to the head. Suzanne called the police to report that Vern, her husband, had been shot. When the police arrived, they found Vern's murdered body slumped over near the bed and Suzanne covered in blood. Suzanne was as much charming as she was manipulative. She was always successful in getting what she wanted. And, in this case, it was getting away with murder. But, this might not have been the first time, nor the last. I'm about to play you a brief clip from the show, but while you're listening, make sure you subscribe to Manslaughter on Amazon Music, Stitcher, or wherever you're listening right now. You can also binge all 6 episodes right now and ad-free by starting a free trial of Wondery Plus in the Wondery app. Love her.
Love 2 a.m., the village of Oregon in Wisconsin. A few thousand people on the edge of a small highway. A few miles of streets like this one. The kind of place where people take pride in keeping the sidewalks shoveled neat from snow. And it's cold. The calendar says March, but the weather says January. A lone car whizzing by. There won't be another one for a while. It's probably some kids sneaking home after a night partying in Madison. The big city. This is a small town. But it's a late night for someone moving through that big, elegant house. The light burning in the den snaps off. A shadow passes the windows, heading up the stairwell. You can see more than one person upstairs. Then there's movement in the master bedroom. Voices.
I don't know.
Is the perpetrator still there?
I don't know.
But she did know. That woman was Suzanne Stordock. She was married to my Uncle Vern, and he was murdered in the most elegant mansion in Oregon, Wisconsin.
This is manslaughter. And this next part is hard to hear, hard to look at. Suzanne's call brought the police to that big, beautiful house. And when they went upstairs, Vern Stordock's body was slumped on the floor next to the bed. Much of his head was gone, blown off. Blood, brains, and tissue were everywhere, splattered across the walls and floor, staining the purple bedspread, stuck to the floral wallpaper. Stark and undeniable violence. Police reports noted it, visible on the freshly washed underwear and towels in a laundry basket some feet away. One gunshot from a high-powered rifle ended the life of a decorated war veteran and a career law enforcement officer, Laverne Gerald Stordock, Vern, to family and friends. Vern's brutal murder shocked a town, shocked this whole part of Wisconsin, really. And the wild part of the story was the identity of the killer, because it was the same woman who made the 911 call, his wife, Suzanne. And actually, she told police she did it. Full confession. First-degree murder. Rarely happens, but here it happened. And Vern, he was a police officer, a respected member of the community. His death made headlines. So you might think murder, murder, a cop, confessed. Expert defense attorney Christine Funk says that's the kind of thing that has consequences.
If you kill a super nice guy who's a member of law enforcement because you were mad at him, you don't need a law degree to know that's not going to get you out of it.
They threw the book at her. They locked her up for life. Nobody gets away with something like that, right? Well, no. That's not what happened. By 1971, Suzanne Stordock was a free woman. See, Vern Stordock was a senior official in the state government, so newspapers paid attention. 14 of them carried stories of his murder. In Wisconsin, Michigan, and Minnesota, not just in the days after, for weeks, for months, for the next few years. But nothing came of that. There was no sensational murder trial where a jury punished Suzanne for a brutal crime. Instead, the news cycle diminished into a trickle of procedural updates. Suzanne said she did it. There were hearing delays. A new judge, the lead prosecutor, the district attorney himself, handed off the case to a rookie prosecutor to go on an army retreat. Eventually, the charges were reduced from first-degree murder to manslaughter. Manslaughter? Just the unintentional killing of another person. No intent, no motive, no murder. And that all happened because of a really wild chain of events. Here's criminal defense attorney Christine Funk again.
Well, at the end of the day, the legal gymnastics come down to sort of a perfect storm.
Suzanne Stordock slept just 3 nights in jail. She spent 11 months in a mental health facility. Then she got married. Again. Vern was Suzanne's fourth husband. She buried 5 of them in the end. More about those guys later.